204 VWA, mobile.
204 PXB, also mobile.
We had better since we'd be in out of this rain there, Lloyd. How you doing?
Yep, doing good. Yeah, it definitely is irritating that it's raining.
The end of the drought, however, so we needed the rain pretty bad. So, mate, are you on your way home from Simpsonville?
I am en route to Simpsonville, which is my home.
I got it backwards. I'm sorry. I apologize. Yeah. Well, good. Go home, get you a little supper, and just pile up in front of a nice warm spot and watch the idiot box.
Kurt, that is the best joke I have heard all day. Remember, I have a 3-year-old, so that's like, yeah, very funny.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot about that, too. Oh, man. Well, when you get home, I hope you catch your second wind.
Yeah, that's why they give Benadryl to children early.
Yeah, you bet. So is it a boy or girl? Well, is she still using your belly as a trampoline?
She's 3 years old. You know, my back would and spine would cave in by then.
5-year-old granddaughter, that when she comes over, she still tries to use my belly as a trampoline. Man, and she's a good-sized kid.
Yeah, she has never done that. And we got her one of these little indoor trampolines for the kids, and it's got handles on it, and it's a little foam protector that covers the spring. And she will jump on that thing for hours.
Now, I got an 18-month-old grandson, and they've already caught him pushing a chair over to the cabinets trying to climb up on it. And that little rascal, I got to digging around my mom's place before she passed away, and I found the rocking horse. Actually, it was a Roy Rogers rocking horse on springs on a steel frame. And I took that thing home, and that kid gets on that thing, and I mean, he tries to wear it out.
Yeah, I bet that is a great sight to see. Was it yours as growing up, or you just found it over there?
That thing is probably 65 years old, because I think I got it when I was 3.
Yeah, definitely stuff like that is what you hold on to for many, many, many years, because especially with the steel frame, it'll be good for, you know, a long time to come.
You know, in today's society, you could not buy something like that if you tried. It would have to be, all the supports have to be foam lined, and the way it's structured, there's no way, because the kid could fall off and bump its head on one of those steel frames. And a lot of the stuff that I grew up with, and I survived, and millions of other kids survived, you can't do that anymore.
Yep, just like I am, that we rode in cars with no seat belts on it, and we survived.
So, I had my son, when he was about 6, in a 76 Malibu Classic. And we were going up White Hampton Boulevard, and this guy pulled out in front of us, and I had to slam on the brakes. And he slid forward and just stood up in the floorboard and caught his hands on the dash. And I'm a firm believer, after that, he wore his seatbelt all the time. But he went forward and bumped his head on the windshield, and the windshield just spiders cracked all over the place. And the little rascal, I'm going to tell you what, he looked at me and said, "Daddy, I didn't mean to break it. I'm sorry." He hard-headed. It didn't bother him a bit. And he thought I was going to get after him for breaking that windshield. Whew.
remember in my father's LTD that my brother used to ride up in the back of the window when we were going somewhere, and I would lay in the floor across the transmission hump.
He had a great big old 66 Chevrolet Biscayne wagon, and the back of that thing was like a cavern, and we would go traveling, and Mom would throw a mattress back there, you know, kind of like a mattress pad or something. Me and my brother, they'd fold the back seats down, put the luggage in there with us, and kind of strap it down and throw us in the back, and buddy, we were on our way. We either slept, raffled, or just everything in the book back there in the back of that wagon. It was good times.
Those were truly the days. My wife was always complaining because she was the youngest, so she always had to sit in the back of the station wagon, and it was always hotter in the back because the air vents were only up front then.
Larry, I got a call from the boss lady. She says, "How far out on you are you? We got to go to a Christmas party tonight." I said, "I'm about 15 minutes." He says, "All right, well, get up. Get in here." So I'm hustling home. But yeah, those are great memories. Did you have any brothers and sisters?
Because I was a foster child, so that's pretty much my brother. But there was one brother besides me, and all my natural brothers I have, there was three. One has died, so there's two left and one sister, which I only know my brother that's 1 year older than I am. That's the only one that I communicate with. My brother that's 5 years older than I am, I'm sending messages on the phone, Facebook, and just never does contact me back. So it's like, oh, well, all I can do is try. If you don't choose to talk to me, and so be it.
In a way, I can kind of understand it because you said he was 5 years older, so he probably remembers the pain and heartbreak of being separated from the parents and everything. And probably just a reminder of that time, which was very painful for him. But then again, you never know. He just may be ashamed of himself or something of that nature. So don't look at yourself and blame yourself on something like that.
Yep, I truly don't like it. That's why my brother that's 1 year older than I am, that's my natural brother, you know, I'm still doing everything I can to help him. He's, you know, always had, you know, a bad growing up when he was younger because he didn't want to be in foster care when he was like 7 years old, somewhere in that time frame. So he left and they put him in a group home, which made it very bad for him because it was so and he only has, I think, maybe a 10th grade education. And so it's been rough on him all his life.
Did that occur here in the state of South Carolina?
Yes, I'm not sure if you remember, probably many years ago, a group home called John Dello House, and that's where he was, and it's definitely closed, and it burnt long after he left, so it wasn't his fault, but that's where he was in a group home at, and so that's the tough life that he's had. I tried to get him in the military, and he missed the entrance test by just a few points, and I was asking the people that were grading the test, can he come back and take it? And they said, yeah, he can come back and take it in 6 months, but he never did because he was in trouble by then. That
you went into the military, and it sounds like you got a pretty good education out of it.
Yes, sir, I did. When I told my dad, well, after graduating high school, my dad come to me and says, you know, take 30 days off to, you know, relax a little bit, have you enjoy yourself, and from finishing high school. And then he had a friend that had a small engine repair that I'd start working there as an apprentice. And I told my dad, I said, I leave for the Army in 30 days because I joined the delayed entry program. And he goes, why is that? Because I told him, I said, I enjoy South Carolina, but I don't want to be stuck here all my life and never see anything. So I told him I joined the military, and I leave in October. And he said, well, I understand that he called his friend. I said, you tell your friend I'll still help him for those 30 days because I've already got everything already prepared. And he told him, he said, nope, you take the 30 days to enjoy yourself prior to going in the military.
Captain's a pretty good fella. That's good. Well, so what was your MOS in the military?
Started out with a 31 Victor, which is radio communication repair. Then I went to hydraulic systems mechanic. And then I had three or four MOSs in the military. Truck driver, pretty much anything and everything, pretty much dealing with their communications, truck drivers, hydraulic system repair, and also howitzer repairs. So that's pretty much what I did.
Retire from the military?
I retired in 2007.
In 87, is that right?
In 84.
Got an E6 when you came out, E7?
E8 when I came out.
Oh, now you got that nice retirement. Do other things and enjoy yourself. That's good, bud.
Yeah, because like I tell the friends that joined the military today that I have that have joined, I tell them that if they offer you an opportunity, especially come to you and ask you, you take it because most of the time they're not going to ask again.
That's it. Well, it sounds to me like you've done well, and I congratulate you on that. So, well, listen, I'm just about to arrive at the hacienda. I've got a Christmas party to go to tonight, and I got to get in here and get dressed appropriately. I've been at work all day. Oh my goodness, I used that four-letter word, especially since I'm semi-retread. So, you have a good evening, bud. I enjoyed the ride along. You take it easy. Have a good evening. Yeah, have that baby. KN4 VWA, I'm clear.
Sir, it's KO4 PXB.